AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran targeted commercial ships, the Dubai airport, and oil facilities today, escalating its campaign to bottle up the oil-rich Persian Gulf, even as the U.S. and Israel pound it with airstrikes. On a trip to Ohio, President Trump again praised U.S. military efforts.
I would say, to put it mildly, way ahead of schedule. We've knocked out their Navy, their military in it, all forms. We've knocked out just about everything there is, including their leadership.
John Gambrella on what may be going on in Tehran.
For the Iranians, they're just trying to survive. The theocracy is at one of its weakest points since the 1979 Islamic Revolution that installed it. It has named a new supreme leader after the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. It's his son, and we still haven't seen him on state television, raising questions about his condition as the war rages on. The Revolutionary Guard in Iran, which maintains its ballistic missile arsenal, is continuing to launch attacks on Israel. And those attacks, though the number of missiles have gone down, continue to have Israelis scrambling for bomb shelters and disrupting life in that part of the world.
The International Energy Agency has agreed to release 400 million barrels of oil from emergency reserves, the largest amount in history. Oil prices rose again, Brent crude up 4.8%, settling just below $92 a barrel. The Trump administration is opening a new trade investigation into manufacturing in foreign countries. The effort follows the Supreme Court's decision striking down President Trump's previous use of tariffs. The administration now using different laws to establish new tariffs. And tornadoes have left at least two dead in northwest Indiana and leveled buildings in Kankakee, Illinois, as major storms have also put parts of Kentucky and Ohio under tornado watches. National Weather Service meteorologist Amanda Lee.
This is a part of an overall larger pattern that is fairly typical for this time of year.
This is AP News. A brief pause in the NFL's free agent frenzy yesterday. Geffen Coolbaugh explains.
The blockbuster trade sending star pass rusher Max Crosby to the Baltimore Ravens is off. The Las Vegas Raiders said Tuesday night that Baltimore backed out of the trade that was supposed to send Crosby to the Ravens for two first-round draft picks. The deal was agreed to last Friday, but couldn't be finalized until Wednesday. A person with knowledge of Baltimore's decision told the Associated Press that Crosby failed his physical. The fallout from that reversal could have a ripple effect throughout the NFL on the eve of the new league year. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
It didn't take long for Baltimore to pivot, reaching an agreement with another star pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson. In other deals, quarterback Daniel Jones staying with the Indianapolis Colts, and Travis Kelce's putting off retirement, returning for a 14th season with the Kansas City Chiefs. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.